Hey, and welcome to Eye of the Fly, your friendly neighborhood Big Brother podcast. I'm Meg.
And I'm Curtis.
And we're not... This is new for us.
But we listen to podcasts all the time, so this should go really well.
Yeah, we're off to a great start.
You can find me on Twitter at KurtNeedsARide.
And please don't look for me on Twitter. I probably still have an account from a long time ago, but I do not currently tweet. However, I have a Big Brother Twitter account that I do not tweet from, but I do read all the Twitter feeds.
And what is that?
I am not sharing that.
And so we're here to talk about Big Brother Season 19. We are fans. We've been watching for years.
Yeah, I should clarify because I'm really particular about this. We are fans. I would not call us super fans. We have not seen every episode of every season. We've been watching since maybe season 13 or 14, but we do love it, and we watch the live feeds. I watch them quite religiously, and whenever Big Brother is on TV, we are all in.
Yes.
What else?
Now, I think that pretty much sums it up.
All right, so tell me what you think. So today, it's Thursday night when we're recording this. We just watched the second night of the premiere.
And Big Brother, if you've never watched it before, is a show on CBS that you can catch three times a week on primetime. What? I mean, someone might not know.
No, if they've never seen Big Brother, they're not listening to our podcast.
A whole bunch of people get thrown in a house. It's a lot like The Real World on MTV, if you are as old as me and remember that.
Real World meets Survivor.
Yeah, that's a great explanation. I've never heard that, but I like that. We're going to use that on the next episode. But, like you were saying...
Just used it on this episode.
This is the second night of the Big Brother this season. Season 19.
The second night of the Big Brother. I love you. We're married, by the way.
To each other.
So if I'm mean to him, it's because...
she loves me.
We're married.
Okay, so Big Brother this season. Let's start off with the cast. What do you think of the cast?
We should have made a to-do list so that we had like topics set out.
Well, I had them in my head, but
we'll write them down next time for me because
you started out strong.
I feel like I'm grasping at straws all of a sudden. Like, what am I gonna talk about?
Well, that's why I'm here to help. So the cast. What do you think of the cast this season?
I really liked the cast, especially preseason when we just got to meet the initial 16. I was really stoked, as I think a lot of the Big Brother fan base was. I was really stoked about having an all newbie season. And then, of course, we all saw on the first night with the first twist, Paul came in the house and replaced that, the poor super fan, Cameron. I feel so bad for him. And, like, the chances of him ever getting asked back are pretty much none.
Well, yeah, I mean, he didn't really show anything, but...
Well, he didn't have a chance to. He was only in the house for 12 hours.
I didn't even watch his interview, so, I mean, I don't know.
His interview? Oh, you mean the pre-show interviews?
Yeah.
I mean, he seemed like a fine person, but, like, I just feel bad that he didn't even get a chance to play.
Yeah. Well, for me, when I watched the interviews that I did watch, I gravitated towards certain people more so than others.
Oh, who did you like?
Well, I thought at first I liked Matthew or Matt.
And he's the guy with the silvery hair and all the tats.
Yeah, I like tattoos. So at first connection, he seemed jovial and nice. And then I also like Christmas, who also has tattoos.
Okay.
And
so superficial of you.
No, but I thought they both had decent personalities. Like, I thought they could be good people to play with.
Okay, yeah.
And then I would say I didn't really like that many other people.
Okay, so I know we're only two episodes into it, but from what we've seen of their first week in the house, have your feelings changed at all about Christmas and what's his name? Matt?
Yes, absolutely. Matthew, I don't like as much for reasons we'll get to in a couple minutes. And Christmas, I actually like more. I feel like she's shown better sides and kept a cool head. And I think she could be a competitor as long as she can lay low. And we'll talk about that too.
From the polls that I've read online, Christmas is an early fan favorite.
Yeah, I can see that.
Awesome. I'm trying to think if there was anybody I was particularly excited about. I just get excited in general. And here's what I know about myself. Usually at the beginning of a season, I have initial opinions, first impressions, blah, 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 about all these people. And then they usually completely change like a week or two into the season, and then they're ever evolving.
Yeah.
Just, you know, as we get to know the people. So I have tried this time around to be a lot less opinionated off the bat about these people, because usually, like, I guess I just have bad, what's the word? Like,
discernment?
Usually I'm not that great at drawing accurate conclusions off of first impressions.
Yeah. No, I can see that. I can see that. You did like me right away, right?
No, you remember that. We knew.
Big Brother podcast therapy.
No. If you think back, we don't need to go into this on the podcast, but if you think back...
But so moving on, we got really excited, and the first episode aired last night, Wednesday night, 2-hour season premiere, and it started off with a bang, right?
Bang.
She does all of our sound effects. But I thought it was pretty impressive that they had everybody start, like, it was a competition almost right off the bat, right? And then our older friend Kevin took the temptation of $25,000.
$25,000? Yeah, $25,000.
Yeah. And forced someone to be booted out because Paul was shown in, which got me very excited.
Lots of repercussions for his, I guess, selecting the $25,000 mm-hmm. temptation. Would you have gone for the $25,000?
Oh, man. You know, sitting on the outside, I think maybe, but probably sitting in the house, I would have been like, definitely. Because if no one's going to know, I would love to walk away from the game with something.
Yeah, here's my thinking. Like, out of all those people, somebody is going to go for it.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to go for it. So why don't I throw my hand in the mix, especially if it gets to stay anonymous?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's going to go for it. The twist is going to happen.
And it's week one. People are going to forget about it in like a couple weeks.
Well, I don't know if anybody will forget about it because Paul wouldn't have come in the game, except that here's the deal. Of course he's going to come in the game because, like I said, somebody out of the 16 is going to go for it.
Yeah, of course.
So, and there were actually multiple people who went for it.
Were there? Yeah. I didn't see the hands.
Oh, man, I don't have the picture pulled up. I saw the screenshot, but there were, you know, because they were sitting in those pods and they had the little light at the top.
Yeah, yeah.
And everybody who pushed it, theirs lit up, but everybody else's was red. And then Kevin, since he was first, his lit up green.
Wait, see, and that's even more reason to go for it.
There were at least five people that
went
for it.
Because, like, other people are going to just be like, yeah, of course I'd go for it. And then it would be out of sight, out of mind. I tell you, man, in a couple weeks, everyone will just be playing the game normally and no one will bring up the $25,000.
Yeah.
And so Kevin just got away with it scot-free, except he was told to throw a competition.
The first HOH competition.
Yeah, which he did not have to do tonight.
Well, hold on.
But we'll get to that.
We need to backtrack a little bit if we're going to talk about that. Because Kevin is getting off scot-free for everything. So he went for that $25,000. He got the money. And then the first consequence was, that he couldn't participate in the HOH. Didn't
the first consequence is somebody was coming to the game. The second consequence was was leaving the game.
I'm gonna go back a little. You can edit this part out.
Oh, no editing gonna be done.
So
that's what I do for a living. So I just
Kevin has pretty much gotten off scot-free. See, I'm going back because you're going to edit this. So Kevin has pretty much gotten away with everything. He got the $25,000. Paul gave him a friendship bracelet. And then he also didn't even have to throw the first HOH competition because, what's his name? Josh?
Yeah, that happened tonight.
His chance for the team. Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, so far Kevin's having the best game out of everybody.
I would say he's having tremendous luck so far. I would also say that, like, from last night, his relationships and his social game aren't that great.
No, I'm not saying he's playing the best game out of everybody.
Okay.
I'm saying he's having the best
game. Yeah, yeah. It's happening around him, and
like,
he's going to go
home
time. With money. Yeah, but I mean, totally would have done it as well. What else happened last night after that whole big fiasco and Paul came in? Oh, the friendship bracelets. So Paul, a returning BB.
So wait, are we just going to like recap the show?
And then talk about how we feel about it. I was going to do it linearly.
Oh, okay.
But we can bounce around.
No, that's cool. Okay, cool. I was picturing something different for this. Now I know. Let's go. Keep going.
Okay, so Paul gets his friendship bracelets, right? And so
I'm sorry for ruining.
Oh, no, you're not ruining.
Okay.
Maybe I'm ruining.
No.
I don't think Paul made the best decisions in his friendship bracelet giving. But then again, Paul, I mean, didn't have really much time to assess the whole situation.
Yeah, I'm curious how it all went down in real time. Since the feeds aren't up yet at this point, we didn't get to watch, like, how much time he actually had.
With everybody,
and how he really came to his decision, because we didn't get to see everybody's talk with him. We just saw snippets, whatever production decided to show us.
Yeah.
But I was kind of surprised at the people he chose as well.
Yeah. I thought he would pick all of the most real people.
Yeah.
But he did pick some real people that didn't offer him safety and just gave him, like, cheese, like Elena.
Elena, our hometown girl.
Yeah.
Fort Worth, Texas.
Oh, boy.
I'm glad she doesn't have, like, a stereotypical Texan accent.
Oh, that's true. We got Jason for that. And where's he from?
Where's she from? Elena?
Where's Jason from? Because we've got him for that.
Isn't he from, like, Illinois or something?
Yeah, he's just not from here. But there's another Dallas person in here.
No,
as
he's
well,
probably right? From Georgia or something. I don't know. I can't remember.
And we can't click on their. Oh, we can! No, he's from Iowa.
Iowa! I'm so sorry. Forgive me. Sorry.
Who else is from Dallas? I don't know. It doesn't matter. Anyway.
One of the dudes.
So, after Paul gave out his friendship bracelets, the rest of the people were not safe from the first, what, voting out? But how did they all come to be on the block? Was there a competition?
So the people who didn't get friendship bracelets, they all had to do that hanging competition where they had the rope and they stood on a trapeze thing.
Man.
And whoever fell off first, or whenever you fell off, you had to go pick an apple, and there were three poison apples. And
yeah, I was also disappointed at some people's performance in this event because I thought, like, this isn't for HOH.
Right, but you still, some people chose to throw it, which we saw, you know, in their DRs.
Yeah.
Like Christmas.
Yeah.
Chose to throw it. And that is kind of smart at the beginning of the game because you don't want to show your full hand, even if it's not for HOH.
Sure.
But at the same time, for someone like Christmas, I think it's kind of stupid for her to throw something because she's...
You look at her and you're like, she's a competitor.
Right. And if she goes out early, she just jumped off.
Yep.
She doesn't want people to... But then again, I don't know if the house is catching on to that because... Not to get ahead of your timeline, but because they still, a majority of them like her enough to not vote her out when she's on the block.
Yeah.
So the three people who got poisoned apples were Christmas, Cameron. And what's that blonde girl's name? Jillian.
So we probably would have voted out Jillian or Cameron. I don't know, but probably.
Yeah. Oh, no. See, okay, as a viewer, I was like, man, I hope they vote out Jillian. I read spoilers. I knew who was going out. But as a viewer, I wish they would have voted out Jillian because she's... Oh, hey, Stanley. Because she's just boring. So far, I don't see any reason to keep her around. She's not entertaining.
Yeah, no hate against her. It's just...
But if I were a player in the game, I probably would have felt more inclined to vote Christmas out because of the three of them, she seems like the most well-rounded player therefore all-around threat.
Yes, unless you think you can have an alliance with her. Unless you think that you would be a good teammate with her...
Okay. So you think maybe at that point her social game was good enough that some people were like, oh, I might be working with
yes.
her.
Yes. Yeah,
see,
yeah.
Here's what I think what happened. And I can't remember exactly how all the votes went, but I think all the women, most of the women, voted Cameron out because he was the solo dude up there.
Well, yeah, and he's probably the least out of all of them that I would say... I don't know. Like, yeah, that makes sense. I mean, if it was, like, Matthew up there, or... I don't know, maybe... What's the nice guy? Mark. If Matthew or Mark were up there, I don't know if they would have voted him out.
So Mark's the super muscly guy. Matthew is... You must have a crush on him. You talk about him a lot this episode. Or this... Yeah. Sorry, I'm distracted because one of our cats, Stanford, is... What?
She gets distracted easily.
He's talking to us. He wants us to go pet him.
We've only got 12 minutes left.
Oh, I didn't know we were timed. That's why you gotta edit this crap.
Making this PG. Okay, so moving on. Those three were up. Cameron got... They had the choice to either play a competition or go to a vote.
Yeah, that was really unique.
And Christmas, who...
I like that.
...was the sway vote, really. She could have made it a competition, which she probably would have won.
Should have. She probably should have voted that way. I don't have any idea why.
The reason she gave is that she wanted to find out where the house stands with her.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
No, first episode, I mean, that's not what you do. You don't go, huh, I wonder how many votes I could get.
Yeah, when she said that, it made me think that she doesn't really care about staying and playing the game.
I wonder
that she is just kind of like, all right, I got my TV time in. Like,
well, I mean, she's done everything else. What else? I guess TV. But anyway, so Cameron left. That's fine. I mean, he would have been fun, like the geeky super fan, but he's off. And is that how the episode ended?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, and then we didn't even get to see him talk to Julie, which bugged the crap out of me.
And I thought we might see it tonight because I saw photos of him talking to Julie.
We saw him walking out.
Yeah, in the recap clip, they showed a clip of him walking out of the house in tonight's episode. But they didn't show his exit interview with Julie, which is actually, I think, pretty common for...
Early?
For the first night eviction.
Okay.
But that said, I have seen photos floating around the internet of him doing an exit interview with Julie, sure. So I know it happened. So there's also rumors. I know you personally don't like to hear about rumors. Do you want to hear this one?
Sure.
Okay, so there's also rumors floating around that he is out of the game, but at some sort of like redemption island.
Oh yeah, thing. I mean, I figured that they would pull something like that.
It's totally possible because of the whole temptation.
Yeah, absolutely.
Theme this year, that one of the temptation consequences will be that he comes back in the game or something like that. But I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't put it past.
That would also kind of suck for him.
So. Tonight's episode, besides not seeing the exit interview, we also missed out on
the HOH reveal.
Seeing the HOH reveal, which happened after the competition, and so we'll get to it. But the big thing was the competition, right?
HOH comp.
And it was introduced by Nicole, last season's winner.
Bleh.
Yeah.
I used to like her.
Oh, I did too. She's from Michigan. I love Michigan.
Ugly.
I'm from Michigan. But I liked Paul more.
Yeah, I liked Paul more too. But they're both... I mean, I'm glad that Nicole's not in the game as a house guest like Paul is. And I like Paul. I like Paul. I just wanted a season of all newbies.
Yeah. I know. Well...
I'll get over it.
Okay, so HOH comp, and they get put into teams. Of course, it's randomly drawn, but I've worked in reality television, and I know what random means in reality television, so I wouldn't put it past them.
So keeping in mind that Kevin, who has to throw the HOH comp as his consequence for winning the $25,000.
Mm-hmm.
All of his teammates are automatically in jeopardy of not being safe as well, because if he has to throw the competition, his whole team loses, and none of them can be HOH.
And one of his teammates just happens to be a guy named Josh, who has had a very emotional first few days in the house.
He's reminding me of Devin.
From season
14?
And so the producers had to have seen that. And when he gets put on that team, I'm wondering if they were thinking that one of the people on the team might take the temptation, being Josh probably, because he did. He went for a golden apple, which keeps him safe and screws his whole team. meaning Kevin didn't have to throw it, like you said.
Yep.
And I'm not a fan of Josh. He seems to be a little crazy. he went off on Megan, who we haven't seen do anything super snaky, like he was calling her. She's making an alliance with girls, which you have to expect, like, on the first few days. I mean,
yeah, although they did show that clip of her at the friendship comp, mm-hmm. where she, like, leaned over to him and was like, gotta get the big guys out first. I was like, how dumb to say that to a big guy.
Yeah. Like, but she wasn't talking about him.
Well, she kind of probably was, but either way, I don't think she meant anything. Like, I don't think she had a lot of gravity behind it when she said it.
No.
It was just like a flippant thing, but he took it really personally, and I think he's got one of those brains that, like, mulls things over and and over until they escalate into, you know, exaggerations of reality.
Yep.
And I think, he turned whatever that one little comment was into this whole story that wasn't really going on with her. So I feel bad for her.
At least he apologized by the end of the episode. But for taking the safety on his own and jeopardizing the rest of his team and for freaking out on Megan, Josh is safe this week, but I can't wait for him to go.
Yeah.
And he's got a target on his back. I just hope everyone remembers that.
He causes, or at least in this episode, he caused the kind of drama in the house that I don't like watching.
No. I would not like living through either.
I'm worried, though, that some people do like watching it. Some people might think, oh, he'll take the target off of my back.
Yeah, that's just like Survivor.
I don't know.
During the competition, Mark dislocated a finger.
Gross.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he beasted his way through it, and he got his team and the other team to two teams.
Excuse me.
To the final stage, and it was basically Paul versus Cody for HOH. And Cody, another fellow Texan who is from Dallas-Fort Worth area.
Plano.
His phone number and address are... No.
I was like, do you know him?
No. But I don't like Cody. Cody's rubbed me the wrong way, and he's just...
He's so serious.
He's so serious all the time. And I like Paul. I'm more of a Paul guy. Cody's more of a not.
I don't care for Cody either, but as I'm watching him, I feel like he is the way other people perceive me. And so that doesn't endear me to him in any way, but it does, I don't know. I don't know.
But he's not, I mean, at least you act sometimes, you know, when you're feeling that way. And you look happy, like, and I'm jovial. And yeah, like you're having a good time. He's not even doing that. I mean, the moment he's not HOH and he says the wrong thing.
He looks so dark.
He's going to rub people wrong. All the time. Yeah.
Part of it is the music that they play every time they show him.
Yeah.
Like slow push into his face.
Where he's not blinking and dark. He's just looking. Look at him. So, he wins. He gets an HOH room that we don't see the reveal of, and all of a sudden, he's sitting in it. And he's having conversations in it. Yeah. What is up, big brother?
So, typically, in every week, whenever there's new HOH, there's that whole, who wants to see my HOH room?
And I hated it at first.
Everybody comes upstairs. And you know what?
I love it now.
This is what I remember from watching BBOTT this summer.
Over the top.
Yeah, which was just on the live feeds. And it was literally just on 24/7. So I learned the very first HOH they the room was ready, but I guess like all the letters and the goodies and stuff weren't ready for the first HOH. So they, while they still did a like, open the door, here's your room. Oh my gosh, this is what it looks like. Everybody goes in, they check it out. Like they still did that moment, but they didn't have the whole who wants to see my HOH room for the first one, because there was no letter from family. There was like that stuff came, but it came like a day or two after.
Yeah, well, you gotta think like production is getting all of that junk together for everybody.
Yeah,
so it's ready and waiting.
So I'm wondering if that's what happened this time.
Probably,
but even so, I kind of hate those moments. Who wants to see my HOH room? Kind of hate those moments.
I did it first.
What I thought was weird tonight when it didn't happen is that we just all of a sudden were seeing a scene in a new room
that we've never seen.
Wasn't introduced to us. And yeah, I saw pictures of it, you know, because I did my research before the show started, so I knew what it looked like. But like when we first saw it, it was obviously already slept in. There were clothes everywhere. Like the pillows were all messed up. Like we never, as a CBS only audience, we never got to see like the pretty, pristine, new, golden, swanky HOH room. Like it, I don't know. It was weird. It was weird, and I didn't care for it.
No, I think CBS better do better next week when it comes to the HOH room. Things were left hanging after that because they went to the whole Cody, like, being all...
Did we just hit the 30-minute mark?
Yeah, we're wrapping it up.
Okay.
Cody being all brooding and like, you know, oh, I'm going to get so-and-so out. I don't like Paul. And then they show clips of Paul having fun, like riding on the back of Jason, like he's a bull. And I want to go hang out with Paul. He just seems like a dude I want to like go hang out with.
Oh man, he would drive me so crazy.
I know.
But I love watching him on TV.
Right.
And I'm sorry to say that because I was so disappointed when he walked in the house to play the game. But I like Paul.
So,
I like Paul.
I know. And Cody is like the antithesis of Paul, right? Like completely, complete opposites.
Yeah.
And so Cody was talking about backdooring Paul, which means he doesn't put him on the block. And instead, he goes after Josh's nemesis, Megan, who didn't do anything to Cody that I know of.
And why?
Right? What is up?
Because Cody's not working with Josh, at least that we've seen.
And also, besides Megan, he puts up Jillian and then says, Megan, I just don't like you. Jillian, it's because your association with Megan.
Well, and they do seem to hang out a lot, which is...
Yeah, sure.
Like, so I get that. And I guess Cody did say that he felt like... Who was it? Megan, Ramsey's, Jillian... I need to look at pictures.
Alex,
Kevin, Paul were all in like this outsiders group.
Oh yeah. I mean he left out a few people, but yeah. I mean he's, I don't know.
Oh, and maybe Jason? I can't remember. Anyway, yeah. So I guess maybe he just sees Megan as like the leader of that outsiders group.
And it's pretty much like it feels like a clique or something like Cody's in one clique and they're in high school and he's like going against another clique, which
that's usually how the first week or so.
I guess. I mean, it has to because you don't really know each other that well.
But it's so disappointing because it usually does revert back to like those high school cliques. And
I'm sure I was in.
This is an older cast this season.
Yeah.
Like in general, I think the median age is like 29 or something, as opposed to like 24.
Yeah, I mean, if you go back to high school, I'm sure someone would think I was in a clique of some kind. But to me, it never felt like a clique. I never felt on the outsides of other cliques. I just hung out with people I liked, and that's
good for you.
And that's just I thought that's just how the world worked. But
wow,
it is very much much stereotypes, and
yeah, that was the high school I went to.
Yeah,
very.
It's like separated. Mean Girls. Like, what the heck?
Mean Girls. Oh, see, I'm thinking like 10 Things Clueless? I Hate About You.
Oh yeah, sure age. Anyway, so you know, those two ladies are left up on the block. Cody's talking about a backdoor of Paul, and all the while, I just can't wait to get Cody and Josh out as if I get a vote. Anything you're looking forward to on Sunday?
Yeah, Sunday is the reveal of the Den of Temptation, and there will be a temptation every Sunday.
Well, is it also...
That's how they're tying America into it. Yeah. So we get to vote on which house guest gets to enter the Den of Temptation and make the decision whether or not to take the temptation.
Is it anonymous?
What do you mean?
Well, when they find out, will it be anonymous? Like, will they be told, hey, you're going to the den and no one else will know about it and they can make their own decisions?
Oh.
I think it'll happen from the DR room.
Oh, interesting. Maybe. The Den of Temptation's on the second floor, though, so there has to be some kind of secret back staircase.
I wouldn't put it past them. Also, is Sunday a live episode?
No. Thursdays are usually the live episodes.
Okay.
Tonight just wasn't.
Yeah.
So I guess the first true live episode will be next Thursday.
So on Sunday, what we're going to get is possibly some version of POV?
Yeah, I would think, yeah, POV happens on Sunday. I should know this, but...
Power, you know, of veto.
It's been 6 months or something since the last Big Brother, and so I'm a little rusty. probably Power of Veto comp.
And Power of Veto is a competition that someone can win and take someone off the block or keep them, you know, whatever.
But wait, would that be...
It has
on Sunday? No, I think Den of Temptation is Sunday, and Power of Veto's got to be Wednesday. Because
live eviction on Thursday. Oh, so there's still some mystery left up in the air.
Yeah, but you know what's even more exciting than Sunday's episode?
What's that?
Tonight.
Yeah.
The live feeds start.
They do. And that means we get to get ready for bed and then remember they're on and turn them on and not go to sleep.
You'll fall asleep.
Well, yeah, I will.
And I'll stay up watching them.
And then you can tell me all about it in the morning.
Yeah, I'm a really pathetic live feedster because I I like to watch it as much as I can in my spare time, but I do not stay up late. Like, I fall asleep. We like to go to bed around 9 o'clock in this house, but if you are a subscriber to the feeds, you know that the Big Brother house is usually awake until, you know, 2-3 in the morning, and that's California time. We're Central Standard Time here in Texas, so that's really late for us.
Yeah. And then I wake up super early and they're all sleeping.
Yeah, exactly. So I usually fall asleep before any of the crazy stuff happens at night.
Yeah.
And then I try to tune in the morning, like before work starts. Sometimes I work from home, so sometimes I leave the feeds up while I'm working from home in the morning. But they're usually sleeping that whole time. And so I don't get to watch a lot of the action live on the feeds as much as I would like to, but you can always, you know, scrub back and...
She likes to watch the highlights, especially when she wakes up in the morning. She has so many highlights to talk about.
Yeah, I watch the highlights, but I also will literally just, like, move the timeline back to, like, midnight the night before and just let it play.
So I
can watch the hours that I slept through.
While they're sleeping.
While they're sleeping.
Which is perfect. So anyway, there you have it. We're starting this podcast. What did you call it?
Eye of the fly, like the fly on the wall, like we're the eyes.
Oh, that's good. Is that hasn't been used?
I don't know.
Did you just make it up on the spot?
Yeah, man.
Man, that beats my title. I was gonna call it BB blah blah. Because I figured since we didn't have a format yet and we were just rambling, it was just going to be blah, 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 blah.
Oh my gosh, I like your name so much better. Can we change? Okay, let's go back to BB blah, blah. So let's redo our intro right now. Here we go. Ready?
Okay.
Hi, and welcome to BB Blah Blah.
I'm Curtis.
And I'm Meg.
And this is BB Blah Blah.